Welcome to the Open Continent Podcast.
I'm Leticia, your host in Europe, talking to you from London, UK.
I'm Gianni, your host in North America, reporting from Dallas in the US.
And I'm Carla, your host in South America, currently living in Santa Cruz, Bolivia.
We're friends living in three different continents.
And here we get to tell you about the funny stuff, the serious stuff, and everything in between.
So let's jump into today's episode.
I think number one, we kind of have to apologize a little. It's been super, super challenging to schedule our typical phone calls because of time change and everything, especially in the second half of 2019. So that's why we haven't posted as much or in a very long time. So yes, I definitely apologize.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think it was November or October. I was away for like 2 weekends, and then Gianni, I think, was away for the other 2 weekends.
We were
of the
like
month.
Away for like 4 months.
Yeah,
like at different times. It was impossible.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
It was pretty much that. Yeah. So we will definitely try to be better in 2020. No, but let's go back. Okay, it's been a really long time since we've talked to each other. So I want to know what's happened with your lives since, like, I don't know, August or so.
We have kept in touch, so I feel like I have told you guys a lot of things, but Jenny,
no, but I wanna hear
Jenny, do you want to pause this and ask me a question?
Okay, that's true. We talked unofficially, but I want to talk officially, you know what I mean? First and foremost, I want to know why you haven't been home in like 14 days or something like that.
I haven't been home in a week almost. I was away for Christmas, and then I went straight from there to his family's house. So I just got back yesterday.
So you met his parents?
I have met his parents before. His dad is big into football, and we go to all the games on the Champions League. So I see his dad when we go to the games right before it. His mom came over to London for lunch to meet me like 2 months ago. And I met his brother 2 weeks ago. And then I went over and met his grandma and his aunts this weekend. He has yet to meet anyone from my family.
So basically what you're trying to tell me is you got married in the past 4 months.
No, not that bad. But I do. I have met the majority of the fam now. Yeah, he needs to meet mine though.
But did he meet your brother?
My brother is over here, but he's working and only has random days of the week off because he's working in retail until he starts uni. So he takes off random Tuesdays and Thursdays off. And by the time I get done with work at like 7:30. By the time he gets here and goes back to work the next day, he would travel for an hour to meet me, to be out for like an hour or two, and then go back. So we end up never really scheduling it. And then the weekends that my brother took off, he was away in Japan and then traveling or at home. So they haven't been with me on the same weekends. So we haven't met. So he needs to meet my brother soon. And then my parents, naturally, over FaceTime first. I'm just concerned. My dad jokes a lot, and I'm afraid that something's going to get lost in translation and he's going to freak out about something that my dad... There's always a bit of a language barrier, right?
Yeah. And that can work like in your favor or not. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so. Exactly. So my mom is more shy when she's meeting someone and is speaking in English with them, or in general. My mom is more shy than my dad is. My dad doesn't care. He makes jokes and I wouldn't say fluently, because strong accent, and if they speak too fast, actually my parents are okay with the British accent, surprisingly, other than vocab, some specific vocabs, but I don't think it would be that big of a problem. If it is, I would just translate whatever it is. Not like I'm going to have to translate the whole conversation at all, but I will, because my dad will crack jokes. And a lot of them, naturally, for not being fluent or not living here, he's going to literally translate it from Portuguese to English, or he would just be a dick. And I'm honestly more concerned about how he will feel talking to my parents than my parents. I'm not too concerned. Everyone that has met him has liked him. So I'm not too cool. He's very easy to get on.
But I can tell, I was going to say that he, I think he's the cutest one that you've, like, ever, from all your...
He's very cute, yeah. But it's a cute match.
He's, like, hot. It's not even cute. He's, like, hot.
He's so good looking, yes. Mm-hmm. Because you guys haven't seen him shirtless yet. But he is very attractive.
So I mean, you have sent pictures.
He doesn't stay shirtless. Like, he doesn't post shirtless pictures often. Or mirror selfies, thank the Lord.
But have you on Snapchat and Instagram stories, so
you do. But can you explain it? We can
cut this whole part off if you want, but like I can't even explain it. But like I feel like, I don't know. I see him in your videos, and he's like, he has like that sex appeal. You know what I mean? Like when he looks at you, or like looks. I don't know. It's like it's not. I can't describe it. It's like a sex appeal. It's a vibe.
I think it's because you're looking at his teeth, which are big alive. He has the most perfect teeth I've ever seen in my life. I have not looked at his teeth. It's kind of hard to make.
I can't even explain it.
Also, guys, super random, but I don't know if it was last weekend. No, it was actually Friday. Yeah, I went out Friday. I was with this dude that was like so tall. I have never met a person this tall. I couldn't hear him. I couldn't hear him. He was so tall.
What?
I would like yell.
Wait, like 2 meters? Like, or what are you talking about?
He was 2'10" or something, 2'7" or something.
What?
Yes, Mama, he was in middle. Yes.
Mama, wait, boom.
And it was the first time in my life that I went to a guy. Like I felt very hard from my Noella.
Yes,
but I was like, I was just so intrigued. He was a professional basketball player that wasn't in town. Like he had an accent. I mean, he was from Argentina. Which
wait, what? What's his name? Okay, good.
No, I would have died because one of my good friends, the one that we went to DC to watch, played. Remember. He's Argentinian.
I didn't go, but he is
in Bolivia for a few days, and he just got surgery done, and I would have died if it was the same person. Also because he has a girlfriend, so that would have been messy.
No, nothing really happened because he was younger. Dude, like, I just wanted to talk to him. I mean, we danced and everything. It was like, but it wasn't like, you know? I was just like, he was 23, dude. I was like,
cougar.
And also just beyond tall. It was just, it had never happened to me where I would like yell. It was actually uncomfortable. Like, I don't know. I never thought it would happen.
Were you going up to a guy or?
No, not a guy that tall. I loved it. Like, I hate when guys come to me. Like, when it's like, kind of aggressive, like when they just like approach you and grab you.
Yeah, Brazil vibes.
I can't handle it. Like, yes, it's very Latin culture, but it happens in the U.S. as well. And I like it's
yeah,
a
but
turn
first
up, like,
they
me,
try
turn
to
up.
First they grind.
That's worse.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I didn't think it was such a turnoff, but it's a huge turnoff. Like, I just can't. Like, I just get blocked. Like, I do not like you.
Yeah.
Even if, like, I actually liked you from afar, now I don't like you, you know?
Yes. I support it. Girls should go up to guys. I love
yes, it. Yes, 100%. I can't believe 2020, the end of the decade. Last night was the last Saturday of the decade.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
That's what everyone kept telling themselves. Like, I've been going out a lot, and everyone's like, last Thursday of the decade, last Friday. Everyone's like living to the mostest.
Oh my God, I wasn't going out or anything anymore. And then I come to Paraguay in December, and it's like, you can't breathe. Everything is happening. Like, every single day, every single minute. Like today's Sunday, but I have a bachelorette. You know what I mean? Like random, super random. Anyway, but speaking about 2020, I don't know why, but I'm super, I mean, I always get excited about the new year, but this time I'm like really super excited. Number one, because the obvious, it's a new decade, you know, it's a whole new kind of excitement. Number two, I just think it's so cool that when people say like, oh, the 20s, like, you know, like, this is going to be it. It's not going to be 1920s anymore. Like, it's going to be 2020. It's going to be the new 20s, you know, which I think it's so cool. Like, we refer to that, at least in Spanish, all the time. Like, los años 20.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So that's another thing. The other thing, this is just me being, like, a little psycho, but I love that it's, like, 20 and 20. Just such a cool year. You know what I mean? Like, the 2020. Like, awesome.
Yes.
That's all. I'm just really pumped.
I agree. I think it's I'm very excited for this year.
this is a very unpopular opinion, but I think it's, like, a good time in the world. I don't know. I mean, bad shit is happening, yes, a ton, all the time, yes. But at the same time, I feel like there's really good things that are happening, like, currently in the world. Like, it's a, you know, like,
100%.
Women are escalating in all kinds of areas. I don't know. There's been so many advances in so many social things all over the world. And I don't know. I'm really excited for next year. I'm really excited.
100%. We'll leave you guys free.
Like, yes.
I'm living my best things life like that. Right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like this year, for me at least, was one of the most stressful years. But it was such good things came out of it. Like, I have had amazing trips. I've met amazing people. And I, like, it's funny because I was talking to my friend the other day. And we're like, how come this year was one of the worst and one of the best? I don't know. It's just so much. So many good things have happened this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2019 for me was definitely probably the second most challenging year of my life, I have to say.
I would agree. I
mentioned to you guys what happened with me, and, you know, mm-hmm. we won't get into that part today, probably, but eventually in the future we can. But again, the good thing is that it's over. And I mean, how much I've learned. I mean, I know this is so cheesy and corny and everything you want to call it, but honestly, the things you learn after your most difficult times, I love that shit. Like, I think human beings are so interesting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm like fascinated how interesting people are, what they do, how they think, like things that people are able to forgive, that you think, oh my god, like, what do they have inside of them that they're so, I don't know, I'm amazed every day. But back to this point, what I'm trying to say is, like, the things, I don't know, I find it really beautiful in a way that you don't even know you have it in you until you need it, you know, until it happens to you, and until mm-hmm. you have to find it and use it. And it's like you discovered new parts of yourself, which I love that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You're building up your personality, who you are, in different ways that you didn't even know you had it in you. And you had to use it, and you stepped up, and you got it. You know, I love that.
I know. I completely agree. Agreed 100%. Danny, that's the same vibe I'm having for 2020 and just like growing as a person. It's been a very good year in that sense.
I think I got in touch with myself a lot this year. Like, mm-hmm. I learned more about myself. I do think, and I know it might not sound like that to you guys from seeing from the outside, but definitely within the past like 2-3 months, and I don't know what we talked about, what I covered and anything, but this year I was actually able to put myself first in a lot of things.
Uh-huh. And I know that's weird because I have a boyfriend now, but it's, I've honestly put myself first, even with him. And I think that's what is making this work too, because I'm so honest with everything. But in general, I've been able to really say, no, like, this is not good for me. I can't do this or something. And I think that has reflected a lot on how stronger mentally I'm walking out from this year, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes. Agreed. I'm very excited, but also a little scared for 2020.
Why?
But like, mostly excited. Because I was finally finally working. Like, I'm working with my brother. And I don't know if I mentioned it in a previous episode when we talked about, like, career goals. I think it was, like, the first episode, like, what you wanted to, like, go to school for and whatever. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, dreams come true in, like, a different way than what you expected it. But it does happen, but just differently. And I think it was the first episode that I mentioned that I always wanted, like, I went into industrial engineering and I always wanted to have, like, my own factory, like, my own, like, Bolivian product, whatever. It was, like, what I visualized at the time. And now that we built, like, the, it's a very small, like, factory, whatever, it's kind of like the dream came true. I work there. I'm, like, happy with my brother, whatever. But now, I think I didn't tell you this, Le, or, but my sister-in-law got, she's, like, very into politics. Not politics, but she was, like, a very active activist. Due to that, she was offered, like, her dream job in Washington, D.C.
With, like,
yeah, with, I don't know the name in English, but it's, like, a very large international organization. And she would represent Bolivia there for a year. But she has to move to Washington. Oh my god, my English. She has to move there, and she's obviously married to my brother, and my brother has to go. So yeah, I'm again starting the year. He leaves like in January, like at the end of January, but it's like you still leave for a year. So I'll definitely have to find, like, put on hold the whole project, which I didn't go to Taylor's wedding as well, like my roommates, like our roommate obviously,
yeah,
with Jenny. I didn't go to the wedding. I like, it was like going on like full throttle, and now it's like a huge break again. So in that sense, it's a little scary going again, like starting over again. But I mean, there's nothing you can't, like, do, you know? I have a better mentality than, like, when I started 2019.
Yeah. Do you think that you could, do you think you could own this project, or you definitely cannot be done unless you have more people around and people that have worked on it before?
No, I definitely can't. Like, because he's the one that has the background in those areas of farming and agriculture and things like that. I manage more of like the production and the numbers, and a completely different area than.
Wait, and, could and you with, hire and, someone with that background, or would it not be like productive, like money wise?
Yes, you can definitely hire, but it, like, it's not even worth it. You know, it's like a very, I don't know how to say it. Like, if you had a very small family business and then you hire someone random in, it's like, mm-hmm. It just doesn't fit in. Like, it doesn't work.
I see.
I don't know. I would have to explain myself better and, like, explain to you guys, like, the whole process, which we can, like, catch up.
Yeah.
Sometime. But, yeah, it wouldn't work out. Unless he would, like, he was telling me that he would probably, like, want to travel back home every, like, 2 months or 3 months or mm-hmm. something to maybe make it work. But I mean, it's a lot of money to, like, just come back and forth. Like, I don't know how efficient that would be.
Yeah.
You know, I would rather, like, put it on hold
for a year, because it's such, like, when you work in a farm, it's very unpredictable. Like, you need to be very aware of the weather and the land and, like, the people mm-hmm. and the animals and the plant, and, like, observe, like, be on it, on top of it, like, 24/7.
I see. You know, but that might be that might be a good exercise for you, I guess. Starting something.
It was very useful for me, because I'm used to, like, when you're in engineering or anything related, like, to production and everything, you can manage everything, like, in the sense of, like, if I do it this way every time, it should give me the same result,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, if you always, like, if I change this and just keep producing it, whatever, it should always be the same. But this, it changes all the time. Like, nothing is stable. It's, like, different prices and different production and, like, how much actually the plant yields and whatever. It's, like, very unpredictable, which was actually beneficial for me, because I'm used to being, like, more serious about things,
mm-hmm.
more like I get stressed out when I don't know how to do it, or, like, if something changes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's been a learning experience, but yeah,
maybe it was a preparation for what the new decade has in store for you.
Yeah, I'm going, like, with a blank page. Like, I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen this year.
I think it's one of those, like, things that you're gonna have to reinvent yourself once.
Yeah,
again. Like, yes, in your professional. But
again, yes.
Again, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I'm like very random. Like, my resume is, like, all over the place.
New decade.
But I like this.
Yeah. Mine too.
Exactly.
I also. The part about being older and growing up and all that, and New Year's and all those things, I don't know. I feel like my self-confidence was, like, harmed, or not. I don't know. It wasn't at its, like,
peak
level after. I feel like I was, oddly enough, pretty, you know, pretty confident for a teenager in high school and all those things, and college also, fine. But I think after college, mine was a little kind of, I don't know, it wasn't a healthy point anymore, and meaning lower than normal, and
mm-hmm.
I feel like, I don't know, like, for example, now I usually feel so, I don't know, in a way kind of nervous about coming home to Paraguay, especially in December. It's summertime, everyone is looking so perfect here, and skinny, and glowing, and, like, everything's perfection, and hair salon this, and tanning this, and diet that, and, like, everything, right? We know how it is, and mm-hmm. And this year, because of the difficulties that I've had, I wasn't even able to work out or anything. Like, it was a whole thing. So it was definitely not a good weight for me or whatever. But I came home and I don't care the way I used to care. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's growing up. I know.
I'm not saying that it's like,
I know exactly what you mean.
I'm not saying mm-hmm. that I'm going to walk in a bikini down. No, of course not. No, right? And I'm not saying I'm like my super high, no, not at all, but, like, I feel the shift, I feel the difference, and it feels good. It's different. Yeah. I don't know,
it feels, I like good it. I feel good, it, I'm happy, good.
No,
same, like, I know what you mean.
It's like a happy, just, it's like a happy phase, never, where you, like, forget about those fears.
You know how you read those quotes, you love yourself.
It's not like a super exaggerated feeling of, like, over the top. Yeah.
But I feel like I would read those quotes, like, love yourself, everything about you. And you, like, try to understand it. And I think I thought I understood that. But I guess I didn't. Like, now I kind of know what they mean a little mm-hmm. more, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a great feeling. Yes,
100%.
It's those moments that you just, you're just alone by yourself. You feel it and you kind of smile to yourself. Like,
it just kind of
clicks. I know exactly what you mean.
That's been good too.
Even that, for me, it's like I catch myself that I was smiling, you know. I'm like, oh, well, that's different. I wasn't used to just feeling okay all the time. Like those fears like vanished.
I think I just also love being home. Like, it just feels so good. Like, I've been feeling so happy, so happy.
Yes. And it's the love. Like, you have to surround yourself with people. I sometimes can be, like, a loner. I just, like, prefer it.
most of the time, but you need the energy of people that love you and like that you can talk to. It's very, very therapeutic, and it's just a human thing that you need. You need to surround yourself with good people, and like it gives a positive impact in your life, like a huge 100%. One. So like make it a priority. Yeah.
Yeah. And my new favorite thing is we would invite, you know, of course I have my group, close group of friends here, but we would every now and then we would say, you know what, why don't we invite like so-and-so from high school? We haven't spoken to her in like years, but nothing happened. Like we're just living our lives and that's why we haven't talked to each other. So like we would invite that other person that we were so close with like a few years ago to brunch, dinner, whatever we're doing, and like we reconnect, you know, and it feels great. I love that. We've been doing that and like reconnected with all kinds of people, and you talk about the past and what they're doing now and who they've become, and I just
it's kind of getting to know a whole getting to know a whole new person, but knowing that you've known them your whole life. That's how I am with my friend here, that we were friends from third grade up to high school, then I went to the US, she went to Sweden, and then we reconnected here. And it's so weird because about 6 years have lapsed, and that's such a big part of who we are now. I've changed so much the past like 3-4 years, let alone the since I've turned 18. And we just reconnect, and it's weird because I went to freaking High School Musical premiere, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants with her. But now we are so different.
Wow.
So different. But we're still getting to know each other. But it's weird because I can ask her and truly mean, oh, how is your brother? How is your mom? I also know that background. So it's kind of, it's cool. I completely understand. I love it. I know.
I love it. I think that's because when we're younger, we're like definitely trying to mold our lives. Like we picture something and we want to build this, and like we're more focused on that. And then when you're older, like where we're now, it's like you want to look at life more humanly, like Danny was mentioning. Like now you see everything clearly and like appreciate little things. It's like a very different vibe than when you're like, go, go, go.
It's exactly what you were saying. When we were younger, you're still trying to figure out who you are. I mean, we still are, of course. It's not like we have it all sorted out. But I think you're trying way harder to maybe you look up to someone or you look up to something. And you kind of want to model your life to that as you go into also modeling. But nowadays, and definitely maybe we are a bit more biased to talk about it because moving countries, starting from scratch, and what we have had might have prepared us more than than other people that are our age, sure. But I think that now we know more what works for us and what doesn't work. So we just go in saying like, this is how it is. Are you going to be able to fit in your life to that? Yeah. Do you have something else to bring into the table or not? Because if not, I know this is not going to be sustainable. And at this point in my life, I do not want anything that I don't see going long-term. Let that be something that I do with my life, work, friendship, whatever. Like if it doesn't go for the long run or doesn't bring something to the table, just bye.
And there's this person that you guys know that lives here in Paraguay. And this person invited me out for just for kind of dinner. And I was like, oh, I was kind of dreading it. You know, I was like, I don't know that I really want to go. Because I remembered this person the way he used to be. I was like, oh, I don't know what we're going to talk about. It's kind of, I don't feel, you know, I'm here for such a short period of time. I want to hang out with my close friends, all this stuff. And then I was like, okay, so I went. And I love this new person. Like, this new person who's become, I was like, oh, my God, we're going to see each other again. You know what I mean? Like, it was great. And I told him, I was like, I like you more now than I liked you back then. And I was like, not that I didn't like you. I like you more now. You're, like, grown up, mature. You know, it's a different... I'm liking it. Yeah.
Yeah, I just think sometimes we think, oh, I've changed so much, but we don't put that much faith into the other person also doing so. And then you go and you talk to them and you're like, oh, yeah, I like you.
Yeah. It's kind of, you don't know if they change or not, and you just have like the last memory of them. And it's like, maybe they're not like that anymore,
Yeah. But I mean, you also learn, we're going very deep here, but I have also learned like friends that I would try, like they were such good friends of me, but you remember the memories, like you miss the memories, not the person sometimes. Oh, yeah. You know? And I have like tried to reach out to people and then I meet them and it's like, oh wow, you're like worse than before. But but I mean, you tried.
Yeah, that can also happen.
You know what I mean?
We wish you all a very happy end of the year, a very happy start of the new year, the new decade. And I'm feeling very grateful for many things. And one of them, maybe my favorite one, is all my friendships.
So, yeah, you know what? Leave it back in 2019, whatever doesn't make you happy. And only bring into your life what makes you happy from 2020 onwards.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Deal.
Okay. I love you guys.
Bye, guys.
Love you guys. Bye.